motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, man, what a great time I'm having here with my favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man.
That's right, Nacho Macho Man. And we're here with La Piedra Rosetta.
Da,
da, da, da. I had to give you the, you know, one too, you know. With Lola. Now, guys, there's a countdown happening right now. Mm-hmm. We're on Instagram Live, and they are telling me, here, they, Mark Zuckerberg, is telling me, hey, Alberto, hey, buddy, we've got a minute and 12 seconds remaining on Instagram.
It's the final countdown.
So they, I guess they give you an hour. Veo que te dan una hora. Live. No como Facebook. Toma nota, Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, wait, estás competiendo contigo mismo. Oh, okay, never mind. Monopoly, anyone? I think so. All right, well, let's solve this so the people on Instagram can get it. All right, so, hey, why don't I give it to you? Voy a echar una meadita.
I'm going to take a leak.
I'm going to take a leak. Right now, leak es una gotera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a leak. To take, no es ofensivo. Hombre, también no lo digas en una mesa.
Es como voy a mear, ¿no?
Pero con tu hijo, I'm going to go take a leak. Una meadita. That's mm-hmm. what I said. Voy a echar una meadita. I love that. Voy a hacer un recado. That's a very almeriense one, right? Okay, so voy a echar una meadita. I'm going to take a leak y arreglaré la fuga después.
And I'll fix the leak later.
And I'll fix the leak later. O sea, una leak es una fuga.
Yes.
No, es gotear. Mm-hmm. De gas, de aire, de líquido. And so a leak, WikiLeaks, filtra mm-hmm. la información. Gotea, sale. So guys, don't think of words. Think of ideas. All right, great job. So voy a echar una meadita. I'm going to take a leak, and then I'll fix the leak. All right, mm-hmm. that is the correct answer. Let's see who got it first on Twitter. Let's see. Wow, a lot of you here. I'm a take a leak.
I'm a take a leak.
You don't want to say. Okay, one thing is to use contractions, and one thing is to sound ghetto. God, it reminds me of the Black Eyed Peas. I'ma go here and in my face. I'ma. Now, I'ma is a really, really lazy I'm gonna. Carlos, I love it. I know what you're trying to do, pero no tan native. Que ya pareces alguien que no sabe hablar, right? So careful with that one. I'ma take a leak. I'm gonna take a leak. Se lo damos, I'll let you decide. Should we give him that one?
I'ma. Of course.
Porque es fan de los Black Eyed Peas. Porque si no, I'ma. I'ma take a leak. Let's see. Express says there is a movie called Phantasm. Ahí lo tienes. Mm-hmm. Phantasm. So let's see. Carlos Grau was the first one. I'm going to take a leak and I'll take care of or fix or repair the leak later. Iñaki, great job. Very thorough. Muy concienzudo. Right. Mr. House, I'm going to take a leak and I will fix the leak later. There you go. Right. There you go. Guys, you see? That's a really easy one there, right? I think almost everybody got it right. As I'm looking down the list over here, it seems like everybody's done a wonderful
Ladies
job.
Take a leak too? Or is it only...
You can say I'm going to take a... It's more for men. It's more for men. You know what? You can say, como meadita, tinkle. I'm going to tinkle. Men or women.
I'm going to tinkle.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you know what's funny? My brother-in-law, Marcos, works for an agency called Tinkle. I was like, pues dile a tu jefe que es meadita.
Yeah.
Right? Tinkle. Tinkle.
And that's grandmother appropriate? That's something my grandma could say?
Sure, your grandma. I'm going to tinkle. You know, it's cute. Tinkle. Mm-hmm. Escucha la palabra. Tinkle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to drain the lizard. Voy a vaciar el lagarto is not something your grandma should say.
Okay.
Oh, geez. Hey, but that's a good question. You have to know what's appropriate. Tinkle is fine. Kids say it. I have to tinkle.
Okay.
Okay, take a leak. We could also say take a whiz.
Take a whiz.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, good stuff, folks. Hey, you got to learn this stuff. You got to, not solo is to piss. Now, you can always go formal on everybody. I'm going to urinate.
Yeah.
I am going to empty my bladder. Voy a vaciar mi vejiga. So there we go, guys. Excellent job. I'm looking down the list here, and so many of you guys figured it out. Nacho, un aplauso para nuestros cracks aquí. Really great job, guys. Excellent job. Fantastic.
Now that we're talking about peeing.
Yeah.
Because this is something that I used to get mixed up with.
Uh-huh.
When you're like in somewhere public, you don't ask someone where the bathroom is. You'd rather ask where the restroom is. Because the bathroom is something you have in your house.
But then again, natives would say, where's the bathroom? So
at a public
technically,
place?
Yeah. Because
okay.
We don't think about rules.
Okay. Because someone...
You're just thinking bathroom, restroom, it's where I pee.
Someone once looked at me like, bathroom?
In the States, I've heard, where are the bathrooms?
Okay.
So, if you want to, maybe in the grammar book, I imagine restroom is like a WC, public toilet.
WC.
Right. Water closet, which we don't say in the States.
No.
I would just say restroom, because restroom, you know... is the real one, but Americans, we don't follow a grammar book.
Okay.
So we'll say, where's the bathroom? You know, where's the...
The ladies' room.
Where's the ladies' room? Where's the men's room?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The services?
The services?
No. What? Are you get a massage in there, too? Happy ending or what? The services. I love that one. Anyway, I guess I'm in... Hay que hacer estas traducciones literales un poco para... ver que los que no son. Y los que son. Como Phantasm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Phantasm. So, excellent job, guys, today on the show. In general, I'm seeing some wonderful, wonderful responses. Let's take a look also on the app right now, Lola, 90%. Let's see if we can get it up to 95.
Okay.
Now 90 is impressive.
It is very impressive.
These are the best freaking English learners in the world.
In the whole world.
I'm telling you. I don't know any other students who are nailing it like this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I have students, you know, my student, well, also I make sure you guys are motivated.
Yeah.
Part of my job as the teacher.
Is being a cheerleader.
Is keeping you motivated.
Totally.
Right? And when you're like, es que el inglés nunca. No, calla con el nunca. Forget the freaking nunca. And if you say nunca, well, you just said it. There it is. Mm-hmm. Enhorabuena. Congrats. Right? So right now, out of 136 participants, we'll keep it going for a little bit. Let's see if we can break 95. Like I said, 90%. Great. Now, sometimes you have to let your hair... Buscamos ahí una preposición. Que de hecho, pregunta a un americano qué es una preposición.
Yeah.
Cualquiera.
Parts of speech. They don't know. Or noun or adjective.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Right? Well, ask most Spaniards. ¿Cuándo usas el pluscuamperfecto?
Ya. Yeah.
Voy a decir, ¿el qué?
No clue.
¿El qué? ¿Qué me dice?
¿Lo qué?
¿Qué es lo que? Right? So, there we go, guys. All right, well, so we'll leave that open for you to participate, but I think it's time for a challenge that Lola has brought for us. El que se fue a Sevilla perdió su silla. Lo que viene siendo...
You snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose.
Okay, so I'm going to give you four sentences, four statements, and you need to tell me which one is completely correct. Okay, so it's A, B, C, and D, and you can tell us at I'm Alberto Alonso or at La Piedra Rosetta, double T, on Twitter. Okay, so I'm going to start by reading A. John folded his arms to show he was very upset. B. John bended his arms to show he was very upset. C. John folded his arms to show he was very upset. And D. John bent his arms to show he was very upset. I'm going to give them to you once more, so pay attention.
Yes, yeah, so this is a tough one, guys. I'm a native speaker, and I had to think about it. Lola, before you go into the next one.
Okay.
Before you repeat it a second time. Do you think, should we do Facebook Live for the rest of the show?
Sure. Yeah.
Since we were already on Instagram. See, guys, Instagram cut us off. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what.
Shame on you, Instagram.
People on Instagram, if you want to watch us during this next commercial break,
yep.
We'll go to Facebook. So even, guys, on Facebook, we'll do the rest of the show live visually so you can watch it. On Facebook, okay? Sorry about that. As I said, it's an experiment. We're testing it out and seeing how it works, and now we know.
Yeah.
Instagram Live
it's only 1 hour.
Can only last an hour. All right, so guys, if you want to participate, at I'm Alberto Alonso, also at La Piedra Rosetta, double T. And, which one of these four examples is correct? You can participate on Twitter right now. Go ahead, give them to us again.
A, John folded his arms to show he was very upset. B. John bended his arms to show he was very upset. C. John folded his arms to show he was very upset. And D. John bent his arms to show he was very upset.
Which one is correct?
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en baugantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupobaugan.com.
Oye, pregúntale al mago del sombrero y la barba blanca, ¿qué es eso?
Mago blanco, ¿qué es eso que se acerca?
Es algo muy grande, algo muy antiguo que estaba olvidado, pero que siempre vuelve. Un monstruo terrible.
¿Qué es?
Es el sentimiento de culpa del mes de septiembre. Es esa sensación de que ha pasado otro año y tu nivel de inglés sigue igual. Ese remordimiento de septiembre es el típico me tengo que poner.
¿Septiembre? ¿Pero qué dices? Si aún estamos en verano.
¡Está llegando! ¡Corred, insensatos!
Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y empieza ya a mejorar tu inglés con el método Vaughan. Unas clases que te retan y te sorprenden para que saques lo mejor que llevas dentro y mejores de verdad tu inglés. Vive en persona la pasión de los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91133-5833. Do you Vaughan?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupobaugan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupobaugan.com.
It's going crazy, it's in your brain. The show with no name on Von Radio. Now, I don't know about your English class, guys, but I'm sure it's not this energetic and this much fun. Well, wait, yeah, it is, because this is your English class. Mm-hmm. Your daily English class here on the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. And today, as I said, on Wednesdays, our collaborator, La Piedra Rosetta Doble T, Lola, joining us always with her energy as well.
Yes.
Just wanted to tell you guys, we were broadcasting live on Instagram, we ran out of time. Nos mm-hmm. botaron. They kicked us out of there. And that was, if you guys still want to follow, you can watch that video. It'll mm-hmm. be available for 24 hours, plus the stories. And that's Alberto_Alonso, Alberto_Alonso on Instagram. And, now the rest of the show is live on Facebook. Why not? We're jumping around all over the place today.
And we don't look like ghosts anymore.
Yeah, por qué? What's the deal? What was the deal, Instagram? Why are you trying to make us look like ghosts?
Yeah.
Facebook makes us look decent. Okay, look a little ghostly, but come on. All right, well, guys, as always, a pleasure to have you wherever you're tuning in from. And even if you're not using social media,
mm-hmm.
we still urge you to participate.
Yeah.
You know, you can still say A, B, C, or D in your mind, right? Or aloud.
Or yell it out the window of your car.
Maybe we'll hear you. You never know. You never, ever know. All right. So, Lola, we had four different sentences here.
Mm-hmm.
One of these sentences
is correct.
Is right. Now, let's take a look at the answers on Twitter. Right now, I've got D's, I've got A's, and
Ooh.
I've got B's.
Ooh.
So I wasn't joking when I said it was difficult.
Oh.
Was I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you? I think we've got a drum roll. Un redoble.
And the correct answer is A.
The correct answer was A, ladies and gentlemen. And the first person to get A was Melena.
Ooh.
Melena, you remind me of a West Side Story, growing up in Madrid City. Creo que Madrid, I don't know. Well, Melena, great job. Also, Beinat got it as well. And, whoa, man, a lot of people said D over here.
Yep.
Ooh, I guess this is like with my wife. The dog's moving his tail. I'm like, no, he's not. He's wagging his tail.
That's difficult.
But now she knows it. She never.
Yeah.
My wife. Careful, guys. My wife Diana is becoming totally freaking native.
Totally native.
A veces ya me mira como, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, what? Did you just say that like a total New Yorker? Me mira como. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like,
your home must be crazy, though. Like, totally bilingual all the time. Like,
oh,
¿qué coño
yeah.
haces? What the fuck?
No, pero hay veces tú lo sabes. Que te expresa, una cosa se expresa mejor en un idioma que
yeah.
otro. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's fun. It's fun. You know, language. Guys, language learning is not boring. Whoever told you that, they lied to you. They misled you. But
no.
we're here to right that wrong. All right. So, Lola, when we make mistakes, when we mm-hmm. say D and it's really A, we want to know why so we don't make that mistake again. So
yeah.
what's the story, Morning Glory?
Okay. So here we were playing with two verbs, fold and bend.
Okay.
In Spanish, they both mean doblar.
Right. But when I think of, can I say what I think of when I hear both of these words?
Yes.
When I think of fold,
mm-hmm.
I think of a shirt or a piece of paper.
That's right.
And when I think of bend, I think of like metal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or a leg.
Exactly. You can fold your legs.
So in Spanish, it's the same word, right?
It is the same word.
That's where the confusion comes from.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look deeper into these examples.
As you said, you bend bars or rods, generally things that are made of metal.
Right. You can bend an iPhone. Believe me, I've done it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Don't try this at home. I've already done it.
Normally, it requires like force. No, you have to apply some force to actually bend something.
Yeah, to fold something. You just fold the shirt. No hay mucha fuerza puesto en esto.
You can also bend over, for instance.
To bend over.
Which
agachate.
Means agacharse, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or bend down.
Right.
Is it the same?
Up.
Bend over and bend down?
Well, bend down
is to pick something
bend
up.
Bend over, I'm thinking your butt is in the air. Tienes el culo al aire. You know, when you bend over, vamos, que estamos aquí, bend over.
Okay.
And bend down can kind of be like, you know, it can be kind of to get down, is no,
okay.
Bajarte. And bend over is como con el culo al aire, you know? But I. Not
okay,
a
then
big difference.
Fold, usually it implies that you're folding something 180 degrees.
Okay.
So that it, both parts get into contact, something
well,
like
you
that.
You fold a newspaper, usually.
Exactly.
You don't carry it like this.
Yeah, when you fold clothes, so they come into contact. Like
okay.
The sleeves come into contact with the part where your chest should be. So you're folding your clothes.
Right.
You can fold a chair, for instance, one of these chairs.
They're called folding chairs.
Exactly.
Se llaman folding chairs.
Exactly.
Si tienes una boda, Juan Solo, mm-hmm. this wedding, mm-hmm. this weekend, then you'll need that word.
Yeah, folding chairs. And interestingly enough, you can also bend other things. Like you can bend the truth or bend the law. And that means to manipulate the truth, manipulate the law.
Right.
You can bend someone's will.
Yeah.
You can submit them.
So bend usually requires, this is great because I know that these words, I'm familiar with these, that they're in Spanish, mm-hmm. it's confusing, but I never heard the explanation.
Yeah.
And it's true, bending, you have to make an effort. Think mm-hmm. of Bender in Futurama.
Yeah.
You got to bend metal and folding, you don't really have to, okay, if you want to fold a newspaper into 50, you know, fold it over 50 yeah. times, all right, well, maybe you're going to, but in general, the mm-hmm. effort thing is the key.
Yeah, so you can fold your arms, you can fold your legs. Basically, when you fold your arms, you're crossing your arms. It's basically the same.
Yeah, we say to cross your arms.
Or to fold your
body
arms.
Body language, to fold or to cross your arms mm-hmm. is body language that you're not open.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Fold is a totally regular verb. Fold,
okay.
folded. Remember to pronounce that last syllable.
Yep.
Fold, folded, folded.
So I folded my shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So when my shirts are dry, I fold them
mm-hmm.
so that they don't get wrinkled.
Exactly. But yesterday I folded my shirts.
I folded my shirts.
And recently I folded shirts.
Yeah. So it's fold, folded, folded.
Yeah. But bend is an irregular verb. So bend,
okay.
bent.
That's correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Es como lend, prestar. Siempre
exactly.
digo, busca patrones con los verbos mm-hmm. irregulares, ¿no? So lend, prestar, lend, lent, lent. Well, bend, que solo cambiamos la L por la V, es bent, bent. O sea, te la tienes que aprender una vez, porque ya sabiendo eso, right?
That's it.
Como el caught, bought, fought, like estos también. Mm-hmm. These patterns. So, bending versus folding.
Yeah.
Great one over there. Huh. Great one. You confused a lot of people there, Lola. That was a tricky one.
I did, didn't I? And I thought it was kind of easy. I think I'm going to, you know, try to find these types of words, like plato, that you can say dish, course.
Or table. La gente dice table por tabla. Y mesa.
Yeah.
People say, my table.
Yeah, mesa, desk, and table. There's a difference between a desk and a table.
Right.
But in Spanish it's all mesa. Voy a mi mesa.
Right. A mi mesa. Yeah, people say, I'll be at my table.
No, you won't. You'll be at your desk.
Yeah, a table is usually a lot of people sit around a table together. Mm-hmm. Usually if you have a meeting, that's around a table.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit at a desk. You don't sit on a desk.
No. Well, you could.
I don't recommend it. You know,
if you're working, it doesn't look that
unless you're trying to look sexy over there sitting on your desk, taking selfies. I don't know.
Yeah.
You have no reason to be sitting on your desk unless you want to attract attention to yourself in the workplace. But I would attract attention to yourself more for your hard work.
Yeah.
So there we go, folks. Very, very cool. Learning stuff with Lola La Piedra Rosetta double tea, right? So, Elena says, sorry, I can't listen to the show, but I trust my mates. And she says D. Elena, I trust them too. I would trust them with my life. But hey, we all make mistakes.
Not this time.
But I'll tell you what, though. This is good because, guys, mistakes are blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Any teacher will tell you that.
Gives you a chance to learn.
Yeah, if you don't make a mistake, you're in your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You're not stepping out of your comfort zone. So that is really important. If you're not making mistakes, you are not really taking advantage of the learning process.
You're not. Make mistakes.
Don't commit them. Like Andy said, I commit mistakes.
You commit suicide.
Don't do that either. Or you commit to someone.
You commit to someone, yeah.
No. Commit
you don't compromise to someone.
No. We commit, and a commitment is un compromiso.
Yep.
There's another. Apúntatela.
Yep.
Guys, these are the kind of words that Lola is going to bring us in her You Snooze, You Lose sections, which is always a lot of fun, isn't it? I always enjoy these sections, right? All right, so, and you stumped them today.
Hoy
les diste una buena paliza, eh? But hey, don't worry, guys. Now, she's not going to catch you with that one next time.
Not with that one.
No way. All right, well, let's go over to the app. We've got challenges everywhere. And, in the app, we have to fill in the blank. We were looking for a preposition, excuse me. And, here we go. Sometimes you have to let your hair
down.
Sometimes you have to let your hair down.
Mm-hmm.
A veces hay que suéltate el pelo. Sometimes you have to let your hair down.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It's that simple.
But sometimes you have to put your hair up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have hair, so I can't put it up.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to put your hair up in a bun, for instance.
Right. Un moño
or
is
pony,
a bun, right?
Yeah, or
un
a moño. Ponytail.
Nosotros decimos un bollo, a bun. Porque bun. Parece como
un bollito de pan,
¿no?
Sí.
Un panecillo.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have to put your hair up. For a wedding, you have to find updos.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So, guys.
So you put your hair up or down.
So, yeah. And to let it down is soltarlo.
Mm-hmm.
Literalmente permitir que esté abajo. So sometimes you have to let your hair down. The correct answer was down. And 83%, not bad. Hey, come on.
Almost there.
I mean, I have really high expectations for these guys, but that's still a great number there. Mm-hmm. That is great. Sometimes you have to let your hair down. Was the correct answer. Suéltate el pelo. I learned that expression in Spanish from Hombres G.
Yep.
When I was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So,
y Marcapasos, you also learned it from Hombres G.
Yeah, and I
Pacemaker.
Learned, hoy no me puedo levantar. Fin de semana me dejó fatal. Guys, do you think I practice what I preach? I'm telling you to learn from music because I did.
Yeah.
I learned the word ímpetu del viento from Rafael.
Yeah.
Dude, you should have seen me, little American kid. Si confundes el cuerpo con tu alma, es que estás enamorado. You should know the English songs as well as I know the Spanish
ones. You know, my kid, he was watching these Ninja Turtles.
Oh, God, I love them.
Yeah, and he says, hey, what's their name? I'm like, I don't know, Leonardo and Rafael.
Donatello, Rafael. Yeah. Yeah.
And he says, hey, do they have a theme song like SpongeBob? And I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. Rafael has many songs like Escándalo.
Hoy para mí es un día especial. Hoy saldré por la noche.
And it's really cute because now he thinks that the Rafael, the Ninja Turtles, the theme song is Escándalo.
Hey,
yeah.
Why not? Hey, it sounds like a lot of fun to
me. Yeah, so we totally misled him.
All right, well, folks, you know what that music means. That music means we're going to a commercial break. But when we come back, it's officially Wednesday afternoon.
It is.
Porque son así 58 y a las 12 y uno, it's afternoon. Guys, we're going to a commercial break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Sí,
Juntamos todas las horas de clase de inglés que Miguel ha dado en su vida, suman casi un año. Sí, un año entero. ¿Y sabes lo peor? Que Miguel tiene un nivel de inglés más bien normalito. Vamos, el típico nivel intermedio. Y como Miguel, hay muchos españoles que por culpa del método antiguo han pasado mucha parte de su vida estudiando inglés para conseguir poco. Es probable que ese sea también tu caso, y esos años no te los va a devolver nadie. Pero tenemos una buena noticia, tus hijos no tienen que pasar por eso. Apúntalos a Club Junior, aprenderán con un método ameno y exigente que les motiva y despierta sus ganas de aprender inglés. Vence a los antiguos métodos con Bauga. Tus hijos tendrán la oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llama ahora al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Me licencié hace 4 años en la universidad, al año hice un máster, después otro, además estoy acabando el doctorado. Pero ayer no pasé un proceso de selección por no saber inglés.
¿Te suena esta historia? Ocurre todos los días. El inglés es fundamental para progresar en tu vida laboral en todos los sectores. ¿A qué esperas para aprender inglés de una vez por todas?
Máster en inglés profesional Vaughan, tu solución definitiva.
Sin Vaughan.
Venga, Manolito, que tienes clase de inglés. Manolito, vamos para el coche.
¿Con Vaughan?
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre, y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Gentlemen, it's the show with no name on Vaughan Radio, and we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man.
That's right. That's right. It's Nacho Macho Man in the house, my amigos. And what a great time we're having here on the show with no name. It's officially afternoon, so happy Wednesday afternoon, Lola.
Happy Wednesday afternoon, Alberto.
Happy Wednesday afternoon, mm-hmm. Listeners tuning in via our app. Whether you're watching us on Facebook, acordaos, estamos en acordados y acordaos. ¿Ahora valen los dos?
No, acordaos.
Okay. ¿Cuál es el idos y iros? Los dos valen ahora.
Yeah.
So, ¡ha! Pero lo peor es la gente que dice idos o iros a tomar por culo. It's like, no, elige uno. En este caso se elige uno. Choose one. All right, well, guys, we're on Facebook. Lola is also Facebook, Twitter. You can go to her website and find all her stuff. What's your website?
My website is lapiedraroseta.com. And Rosetta double T, lapiedraroseta.com.
That's the idea right there,
yes.
My amigos. All right, so great stuff. Got tons of comments coming in on Facebook, also on Twitter. Alex Cruz says, hi from Malaga today, but I'm living in the Netherlands. Ooh. I learned too much. Now, too much is demasiado. Nunca se puede aprender. I learned so much. Mejor, Alex. Es un error muy común, porque too much es como, oh, ya no quiero más. If something... Como me dice mi mujer, you're too much. Ya no más. Piensa, too much, no quieres más. Y espero que quieras más, Alex. I hope you want some more. Are you ready for it? And so I'm hi from Malaga, beautiful place, love Malaga. Today I'm living in the Netherlands and I learned so much with you. Well, thank you so much, Alex. That's the idea. Thank you. Let's see. Rebe Ruiz
sorry if I pronounce it, like Rebecca, mm-hmm. imagine, Rebe, says, no sabes cómo alegras las mañanas, Alberto Alonso, y más cuando haces acentos almerienses e italianos. Buen trabajo, chicos, me encantáis. Thank you very much, Rebe. And yeah, Italian, because my family's Italian, and almeriense, because I've had these accents very, very close to home, mm-hmm. you know? So thank you very much for your kind words, Rebe. Very, very, very. You guys, every day, I want to tell you something. I know people complain about social media. Oh, it's negativo, social, todos los haters. I have some of the most amazing experiences mm-hmm. on social media. Some of the most heartfelt comments. I mean, I've actually been moved, conmovido.
Yeah.
Reading your comments, guys, on Facebook, on Twitter. So thank you so much. And that's my fuel. Eso es mi fuel.
However, if you have something negative to say, just keep it to yourself.
My mom taught me. That was rule number one.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything nice to say, say nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And, well, I always say this. Complaining is free.
Mm-hmm.
But but these guys are so thankful. Thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate that. You guys prove not only that social media is cool, that, you know, it doesn't have to be a negative place. It can be a place of learning, of sharing, real sharing, mm-hmm. not just, hoy, ¿cómo esto? I mean, real sharing,
yeah.
you know, sharing ideas, sharing.
And it's a community. All these people that are commenting now, they're all on the same boat. We're all learning English. We all want to improve. So we are creating a community around the show.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tatiana, she says, hi from Murcia, con acentico. Awesome, Murcia. Great. Well, hey, one of my best friends, a great, great person, DJ Valdi
mm-hmm.
from The Hormiguero, very popular TV show, is from Murcia. And you guys know, hey, Murcia, Almería, they criticize us for our accent, pero luego vienen a nuestras playas. A ver qué pasa, resto de España. Con los almerienses y murcianos. ¿A qué molamos más?
A ver, ¿qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? Esto es lo que... ¿Qué es lo que es? ¿Qué es lo que es? You have to know that. If you're going to get by in Almería, you have to know, esto es lo que es. ¿Qué es lo que es? Right? So thank you very much. Always lovely. I'll tell you something. It always hits close to home when I have, like Rebe,
mm-hmm.
when I have listeners tuning in from Almería, because that's mi tierra, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I grew up, I know Hombres G and Rafael because I spent my summers there.
Mm-hmm.
So Almería will always have a special place in my heart. Let's see, Rosario says, hi, AA, pleased to hear you again. Y si lo estás poniendo en Facebook, pues nos estás viendo también. So mm-hmm. very, very cool. Great to have you all on board this morning. Jose Vanderlei, I remember your name, Jose, says, shout out from Brazil.
Brazil.
Un saludo de Brasil, pero esto qué es lo que es. What is God? This is a global, guys. This, I remember when this show started 10 years ago. There was a few listeners, and you know, we were just kind of, I was just like, I always ask myself, I wonder if a lot of people, I wonder how many people are, and I wonder if more people are going to listen. And well, we've created this very special thing together
mm-hmm.
that I could not, this is not Alberto did this or Vaughn Radio did this. This, we kind of did this thing on pure synergy, sinergia.
Yep. Totally.
And as I always tell, and the tweeters, Twitter teachers, como mm-hmm. nosotros.
Teachers.
I know a lot of Anglos who are learning so much Spanish.
Yeah.
They're telling me, Alberto, I'm learning that. Me apunto, como se dice aquí. And so, guys, you guys aren't the only ones learning. The teachers are learning, too. We love to learn new things in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? It's such a useful language. Joder, vaya idioma más útil que español.
We're language nerds anyway, so.
We're nerds, punto. Yo soy un nerd en muchas cosas, right? Look at this. I just, ready? Acabo de dar un like en Facebook. I just gave a like to a comment on Facebook. Y escucha, Mark Zuckerberg me dice esto. Hoy me está hablando mucho.
Okay.
The server found your request confusing and isn't sure how to proceed. Mark,
what about like?
Mark, no sé qué coño me dices, tío. Te confundes, le daba like. What are you confused about there, Mark? Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Victor Serrano says, hi, Alberto. It's been a while since the last time I tuned into your show, but it's nice to hear you again. I send you a warm hug from Oslo.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Great. So cool, Victor. And quiero un totally native nacho para el... It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Ha pasado mucho tiempo. ¿Cuánto tiempo? It's been a while. Esto lo decimos mucho cuando mm-hmm. no has visto a alguien en mucho tiempo. It's been a while, right? Excellent, Victor. You sound like a total native over there up in Norway. So Norway, Brazil, very different temperatures there. I can imagine, right? Jimmy de la Cruz, what's up, buddy? He says, good morning, AA. AA, it's always nice to hear you and see you. Yes, you are like Richard. You're everywhere. Estás en todas partes. Yeah, lately, últimamente, guys, I am kind of everywhere.
But in the soup. You're in the soup.
Yeah, you guys say in the soup. Hey, my wife always has the answer when people say, Alberto está en todas partes, no está, but she says, yeah, he's where he works his ass off every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no secret there, guys. I think, and that doesn't guarantee you success. Working your ass off every day does not guarantee you success. I'll tell you that.
Eventually, I would say.
If you work in a mine?
Yeah.
Una mina? You're gonna work harder every day?
Well, of course, you're not going to become a TV personality if you work mine every day.
I mean, any career that you're in, you know, it doesn't always, hard work doesn't always mean that you'll advance. You have to look for those opportunities too. In some companies, you work your ass off and they're like, we expect more.
I think that eventually it will lead to success to the type of success that you're looking for.
Well, you got to be positive. That's the first
thing.
That's
my philosophy, that hard work always leads to success eventually.
My father, I love the way my father, luck. My father says luck.
Luck.
Labor under constructive knowledge.
Yep.
I said, no solo labor. You have to know where to put that labor, where to put that energy, right? A singer, one of my favorite singers said, he goes, one guy makes a phone call, makes $5 million. One guy makes 5 million phone calls, makes a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally right.
I mean, that's the world we live in. So you got to look for those opportunities. And you got to know your strong points and weak points.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is, you know, self-awareness. Diciendo, ¿qué soy yo?
Yeah.
¿Qué puedo ofrecer? No, en todo, no solo en el trabajo.
And that's a process, too. So it takes some time to figure out what your strengths and weaknesses are.
You don't even know it when you're 20 or 25.
Yeah, totally.
I'm still finding out.
Me too.
I'm like, eso es algo que yo hago mucho que no debería hacer.
Yeah.
All the time, I'm catching myself como, hablas demasiado de tal. Right? Hey, Alberto, shut up. I talk to myself. I know I'm crazy. Yeah, we can put that. Look, guys, we can move on. Podemos seguir adelante sabiendo your English teacher is crazy. It's confirmed. It's confirmed. Let's see. Mari Carmen. Carmen says, hi from Granada. I learn a lot with you, and I love your sense of humor. Keep on doing such a great job. Thank you very much, Mari Carmen. You guys are tuning in from amazing places. Granada.
Yep.
Brazil, Murcia, Oslo, Norway. Jesus says, now I'm watching you over here, and you're driving me crazy. I'll follow you everywhere.
Jesus.
I will follow. Jesus is following me.
Yeah.
Guys, that's a blessing. Hablando de una bendición.
I'm watching you over here. Jesus is watching us over here.
I love
him. Following.
I love him. And when he goes, I follow. I will follow him. Wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep. It feels like a Friday. Does it feel like a Friday?
It does feel like a Friday.
Yo creo como te asocio con los viernes.
Isn't it cool? This week you're going to have two Fridays.
Does it feel like a Friday to you today? I don't know what the hell is going on here today. Well, we're having a good time and on top of it all, we're learning.
Yep.
So that's the real, real key over there. Ana Lopez says, what a great teacher you are. Always a pleasure learning for you. Mejor learning with you, no? En vez de para mí, conmigo. And go on. Thank you very much, Ana. Kyle Miller joining. What's up, Kyle
Hello,
Miller?
Hello, Kyle.
And Jesus says, you're crazy. Jesus, we've already moved on. Eso ya lo tenemos claro. We know that I'm crazy. That's nutty, ¿no? La palabra que vimos el otro día, the nutty professor, el profesor chiflado, right? So, all right, guys. Well, if you want to keep watching this show, of course, you can watch it on Facebook right now. We're also on Twitter as well. So, guys, Instagram, wherever you want to be. ¿Dónde quieres estar? Where do you guys want to be? We'll be there. All right, well, I think I want to give him a little challenge on the app, and then I think I want to look at some knock-knock jokes.
Okay.
So, here's a little challenge for you guys. Now, the other day, we looked at the word goal. Objetivo.
Okay.
No. You say goles también. Meta. Objetivo, right? In Spanish, you have a lot of words for this as well. So I want to know which of these words does not mean objetivo.
Okay.
In English. Which of these words does not? So three of these words. O sea, vamos a ver tres sinónimos para objetivo.
Okay.
Que yo siempre decía objetivo. Claro.
Claro.
Con un americano quiere ver objetivo. No, objetivo. So again. All right, so which one of these words does not mean objetivo? And if you know it, you can participate on our app. Esto es por la aplicación. So A, goal, G-O-A-L. B, objective, con B.
C, goal, G-O-L,
mm-hmm.
or D, aim, A-I-M.
Mm-hmm.
So one of these words doesn't mean objetivo, meta. And I want to know which one it is. Now, I think it's easy, but every time I say that, I put my foot in my mouth.
Sí.
I have to eat my words.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to make a judgment on it. Yo no voy a juzgar aquí. And I'll let you guys prove how easy or how difficult it is. So, ¿cuál no significa objetivo en inglés? A, goal, escrito G-O-A-L. B, objective, O-B-G-E-C-T-I-V-E. C, goal, G-O-L. Or D, aim, A-I-M.
¿Sabes que puedes tener un profesor Vaughan en tu empresa? Con nuestro programa Inglés in Company creamos planes de formación a medida de cada alumno de cada grupo y nuestros profesores se desplazan a tu empresa en el horario que mejor se adapte a vuestras necesidades. Inglés in Company, el método Vaughan en tu empresa. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91133-5831 o en grupovaughan.com. Si estás entre los que busca un buen puesto de trabajo, esto te interesa. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional Vaughan y aprovecha tu tiempo para alcanzar un nivel de inglés que te ayude a encontrar ese puesto de trabajo que quieres. Más de 1000 horas de inglés intensivo, inmersiones en entornos 100% angloparlantes, prácticas y nuestros profesores Vaughan que marcan la diferencia. Apúntate. Llama al 91-133-5833.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Ahora sí que no tienes excusa para no escuchar Vaughan Radio, vayas donde vayas. Toda nuestra programación en directo, retos, podcasts y redes sociales disponibles a un solo clic para que continúes mejorando tu inglés. Descárgala ya, no esperes más.
Ladies and gentlemen, show with no name, and the countdown begins. Today's show is almost over, but guess what that means? That means we've got three down, two to go.
Yep.
Que vamos, que la semana es half full. Medio lleno, no vacío, mm-hmm. right? All right, well, folks, remember, we've got that challenge on the app and some more comments coming in on Facebook. Maria Eugenia says, hi, I'm Eugenia from Argentina. How cool. Ana says hello. Ana Collins says hello from Calpe. Good morning to all of you guys. Great to have you on board learning English and having fun with us. All right. Well, Lola, you know, I like to take a look at jokes.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for a little section we call Your Joking.
Thank you. Okay. What did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
I hope your joke is better than that one. All right, knock-knock jokes. Lola, explain how knock-knock jokes works. Now, knock is...
Yeah, so it's a typical knock-knock, the typical joke in, I don't know if it's in the whole English speaking world or only in the US. I'm not sure. But it's always knock knock, who's there? Ta ta ta, ta ta ta, who? And then a pun, a game on
okay,
words.
A play on words.
A play
right.
on words.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have two. Let's start with one of them. Knock,
okay.
Knock, knock.
I'll be... Now, I want you guys... Let's clear something up. Yo no tengo que practicar esto. Y yo me sé las respuestas. Mm-hmm. No la respuesta del chiste, pero me sé cómo contestar. So I want you guys to answer with me. All right? Si no, no funciona el knock, knock joke. All right? So do it with me, guys.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? ¿Quién hay? ¿Quién está ahí? ¿No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who? O sea, who's there? Luego ella dice algo y luego digo, Britney Spears who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oops, I did it again.
Oh, my God.
Oops, I did it again. Come
no,
on.
No, you don't have to say...
Weren't we talking pop music today? Is
now,
Britney
oops.
Spears
oh, God.
Not up there anymore?
Bueno, lo importante es que estáis aprendiendo el knock, knock, who's there? Tal, tal who?
Hey.
Oh, God.
It's like, no, Taylor Swift?
Oops, it's not like, do not compare Britney Spears with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's kind of the same, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Pop-Tarts. ¿Cómo le llamamos? Oh, jeez, Louise. All right, no. Let's do it again, a ver si lo pierdo. Porque, claro, oops, lo hice otra vez.
Yeah.
Y oops es lo que decimos cuando nos equivocamos. Nos escribe O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-P-S O-W-H-O-O-O-O-P con whoops or oops, oops or whoops. Siempre lo decimos a los niños. Whoopsie, whoopsie daisy cuando se caen. Oops, uy. Oops. Right, so, all right, here we go, guys.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Are you doing it with me? All right. Knock. Do it again.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oops. I did it again.
Oops. I think you have to sing it, though.
I did it again.
That's, es que no vale.
Oops. I did it again. You play with my heart.
All right. Let's see if the second one gets better, guys.
Okay. But you're not a Game of Thrones fan. And this is the joke Daenerys Targaryen tells Jon Snow every night.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Now, Jon Snow is a Game of Thrones character, correct?
He is. And Daenerys Targaryen is another Game of Thrones character, too.
Ves, no me entero.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, maybe? I'm
hey,
not sure
you
for
guys,
the last
la piedra,
season.
If this is a spoiler, you can attack La Piedra Rosetta yeah. double T, not I'm Alberto Alonso.
Maybe not? I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay, so right. Knock, knock.
I'll do my part. Yo haré mi parte aquí, okay. Okay? Don't you worry. Okay, let's start again. Rewind. Conmigo, amigos.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ben.
Ben who?
Ben the knee.
Oh, my goodness.
See what I did there? I linked the two sections.
Bend, I see. Bend the knee. The, right?
Doblar, la,
doblar
rodilla.
La rodilla. Oh, I got one for you then, speaking of.
Okay.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ben.
Ben who?
Ben Dover.
I got gotcha okay.
I have to admit, I stole that one from Bart Simpson. Okay, sorry. That's Bart Simpson's, man.
Yeah. So bend the knee means to submit yourself to someone.
Okay.
Bend the knee.
Bend the knee. Great yep. expression that she taught us there as well.
It's kind of old. You don't bend the knee anymore.
But
it's like for kings and people like that.
But I'll tell you something, guys. It's good. You should learn a few. There's your homework. You guys should learn a few knock-knock jokes. You know, learn a couple. Just, you know, some basic ones. Now, this is one of my favorite ones. It's horrible, but it's a play on words. Knock-knock. Así
that?
Practicamos el... El esto. Hazlo con ella, okay? Ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
I like that.
Aren't you glad? ¿No estás contento que no he dicho banana?
Yeah.
Orange you? Orange, naranja. Aren't you? Aren't you? Aren't you glad? Funny, huh?
Yeah, if you Google knock-knock jokes, there are many dirty jokes.
Oh, of course.
Dirty knock-knock jokes. I never bring those because, you know, I'm that kind of person, very serious person. But there are many, many dirty jokes that you can
right.
tell in your English-speaking parties.
Hey, guys, we keep it clean, kind of clean, here
yeah,
on the radio.
We
but,
curse
you know, do
every now and then.
Use the language at your own risk over there, you know. Comment here on Twitter, which is a really great comment. First, Pignetti, one of our loyal,
diehard show with no namers. And he says, hi, AA, listening to you. Always so proud of seeing how much the global show with no name grows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been here since the beginning.
Yep.
So thank you very much, First Pignetti. All of you guys who are new, this is the wonderful thing. And this is what makes me happy. It's not that, you know, our family just keeps growing. And what I've noticed, I could be wrong, our family's getting younger too.
It is. It's true.
When I came to Vaughn Radio, it was an older audience.
Mm-hmm.
The programming, Nacho, you were here. Te iba a llamar Vaughan. Si fueras Vaughan, no estaría sentado ahí, tomando un café con el alcalde, con la alcaldesa. O no. Y que invite ella, de todas formas. It's on her. Que invite ella. What was I getting at? Oh, so 10 years ago when I started this thing, when I started my show, the radio started before that.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, mostly 40s, 50s, you know, older audience. And now, guys, what I'm loving is I see teenagers, 20-somethings.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And we haven't lost that older audience.
Yep.
That older audience is just getting more hip, poniéndose más de moda.
So I see what you're doing there. We're targeting the younger audience. Talk about Taylor Swift.
Well, no, I mean, I don't...
just kidding.
I don't want to leave anyone out. I think everybody has a right to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we'll talk about more historical things that maybe young kids are... I'm just generalizing. Maybe they're not as interested in as pop culture. So that's why this show is a variety show, and you get a little bit of everything.
The new pop culture is Taylor Swift, of course.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And she's old news. She's been around for ages.
Yeah, she has.
Lleva años.
Even though I didn't really know who she was.
Nacho, ¿qué vamos
yeah,
a hacer?
Yeah, me lo voy a poner al día.
What are we going to... We got to keep her in the loop. We tenemos que mantenerle al día aquí. We got to keep you in the loop. You got to know who Taylor Swift is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, hey, it sounds ridiculous, but gossip, you know, this celebrity gossip, it's funny, but if you're going to read it in English.
Yeah.
Read it in English, you know. Whatever interests you, whatever that is. Whatever that is. I know all of you can come up with 3 or 4 things that you love, that interest you, that fascinate you. Well, look at those things in English. And you know what? The best part is you're going to find more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know it from someone who works a lot on using the internet. And you say, okay, if I need to find out information about a current event, actualidad, I'm going to find how... Can you give us an estimate? How many more times the amount of articles are there?
At least double as much.
So at least double.
But not
only will you get the information first in many cases... Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sorry.
But not only professional, like anything, the word I mentioned before, updos. I was looking for some updos for a wedding this summer. Mm-hmm. And I was trying recogidos para bodas, and I couldn't find anything. And then I go on Pinterest, updos, and there's like a million pages, a million pins that I could look at. So as you said, it's at least double as many articles, as many materials in English than in Spanish.
And it's up to the minute, you know? Because a lot of times, like with series, if you're going to wait for them to translate Saturday Night Live, great. You're not going to see it. You're going to see last week's episode, even if they're fast as hell. Because I remember when I was a kid, it was a year later, 2 years later, the movie would come out.
Yep. And some people may say, hey, but I don't have the level to watch Saturday Night Live in English. Hey, but just try.
Try.
Yeah, you don't need to understand everything.
And guys,
if you don't try, you're never going to learn.
I mean, it's a lot of imitations, you know, imitating Trump. So... funny stuff. And my wife catches a lot of it. I'll tell you that. My wife catches a lot of it. We watch Saturday Night Live, SNL, como lo llamamos nosotros, right?
When I first went to the United States, I remember I turned on the TV and I couldn't understand anything. So I started by watching SpongeBob SquarePants.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
You know it.
Yeah. And after a while, I could understand Saturday Night Live. So if you can't understand more difficult stuff, just go back to your cartoons. It's fine.
Start with Peppa Pig. She says 3 words in an episode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, we are out of time. Se nos ha agotado el tiempo. I got comments coming in from El Salvador, from Calpe, con Ana, en el Estanco. So, oh, man, great. Great to have you guys on board today. Unfortunately, that's 2 hours. We are out of time. Thank you so much, Lola.
Thank you for having me, Alberto. It was such a blast.
We had a blast. Follow her, La Piedra Rosetta, double T, or just check out her website. And, guys, thank you very much, Nacho. Thank you, listeners. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. I promise. Bye-bye.